Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Hey, Mr. Benny, can you kick it up a little bit for me? Thank you. I was late getting in my seat today. I'm in the seat today. It's kind of interesting, doing these in-between shows. For those of you that don't know how this all rolls, actually, we're going to do something really cool for the listeners. You're going to get to spend a day in the studio with me. Not all of you. All of you do anyway. Listen to me trying to move my seat up. Can you hear that, Benny? In that little noise going on right there? It just locked a little train that could. Or can. What's the name of that? The little train that...
The little engine that could?
That could. Thank you. The little engine that could. You reading it to the boys yet?
We have yet to get that edition.
Oh, my gosh.
We should update
That's a
it.
Classic.
Well, we have plenty of other books around the house.
Do you have the Velveteen Rabbit?
I think we do, actually.
All right. That's a good one. Talking about the Velveteen Rabbit. Who knows that story? Anybody know that story? I'm actually using it to do a modern-day talk on the Velveteen Rabbit. I didn't have much of a childhood. I don't know if you figured that out by now. But I didn't. I didn't have much of... a childhood because my mom was sick and so forth. But part of this was getting older and then being able to appreciate some of these things that, you know, I had missed while I was young and getting a real feel for them. And so I got to have a childhood when I was like 40. So here I was in the middle of a middle life crisis and I was reading books like The Velveteen Rabbit. I highly recommend for those of you out there that are going through a crisis that you look at doing some things for self-care. And if it means pulling out the book, The Velveteen Rabbit, or The Little Engine That Could, I suggest you do it. Revolution of Radical Self-Care. Today, joining me, Martha Beck, certified life coach, Dana Frost. Now, this is right up Dana's alley, this conversation. I think she knows what I'm talking about. Self-care is, in the pecking order of things, it is that thing which gets absolutely, absolutely to the bottom of whatever the barrel is. I don't know what that is, but let me tell you how today's show is going to go. We're going to figure out, and Dana's going to help us understand how it is we know we're not taking care of ourselves. Well, one of the things that you might look at is, I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to wait for Dana. But she's an intuitive coach and a healer. She guides women to release emotional baggage and lead expressive, strength-based lives. She is a Martha Beck Master Certified Life Coach and Social Worker. And you're going to get to hear today what her strategies are and how she approaches this thing that we call radical self-care. Dana, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
It's great to be here, Pat. Thank you.
So how do we know we're not taking care of ourselves? Do you want to hear what I was just going to say?
Yes, about my, I do.
When you find that belly roll that you got rid of, when that thing magically comes back.
Laughing. That's what you're saying, right?
The belly roll.
The belly roll. Yes, absolutely. And one of the, dancing, there are a couple of other things I add to that. Telling stories, dancing. Those are all things that we did as a child, right? We laughed as children.
Yeah, we did.
We danced as children. We had free flow movement as children. We played as children. And when those things are missing, it's time to take a look inside and discover why.
Mm-hmm.
And where did they go? When did they leave?
Yeah. I mean,
and rediscover them. I love that you started out talking about children's books because
I did.
I often give my clients children's books to read.
Well, I mean, this is kind of interesting. Did you hear what I said? That when I went through, my 40s, so to speak, or hit my 40th birthday. It was just an enormous time of change for me. I didn't even understand what the word self-care meant. Let's talk about that from your perspective, because I think it's like the frog story, Dana. I think it's like when people say, okay, you know, you're put in the cold water and then you turn up the heat. You don't even know you're boiling. After a while, that's what's happening. You don't even know you're not taking care of yourself anymore.
Absolutely. I think that's spot on. I think that we end up going, I mean, I know for myself, you know, I went years taking care of everybody but myself, and I didn't realize I wasn't taking care of myself. But all of a sudden, I felt this overwhelming, you know, my emotions kind of got on top of me. And I think that's one of the ways we can, it's a sign when our emotions, we're experiencing a lot of emotions that don't feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And those emotions aren't bad. They're trying to get our attention. And so instead of labeling, you know, the emotions as, oh, this is negative, we can turn it and look at them with compassion and go, oh, they're my friends. They're actually trying to help me to see that something's not right inside. And so I'm sure for you, Pat, when you had your season, when you turned 40, I'm sure you had some emotions that came up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did.
And they get our attention.
Yeah. I don't think we know what to do with them, though, because, you know, not all of us has the kind of offer that you're offering our listeners today. The first 25 listeners who email you, I didn't even think to go outside and get help. I think that the self-help movement may have been in place, but I certainly wasn't aware of it.
Well, don't you think times have changed? I mean, even just in the past 20 years, Pat, 15, 20 years, I think, you know, what is offered now because we have the internet and the access to information, and somebody can feel depressed and they can go online and Google it. And then, you know, from that, they're going to get, you know, how to take care of it. Suggestions are going to get, you know, your show is going to pop
right
up. A whole host of things are going to pop up to help them. So I do, you know, before you had to have money to buy a book or you had to have money to go to a counselor. And today we have access to information, which is freedom and power. And we have access to a lot of tools and tips online that are just free, which I think is wonderful. Your radio show is free. All somebody has to do is tune into your radio show and they're automatically in touch with this wealth and, you know, depth of information to help them at whatever stage they are. You didn't have that when you went through your big season.
No. And honestly, the whole evolution of this really started to come to bear in about 2003 or so. I mean, we started to really see things catch on because the technology started to really embrace the internet and the demand that people wanted for things to be done in smaller handheld devices and so forth. I mean, it just really skyrocketed. You know, now when you think about it, now the technology and the cell phones that are being replaced with pads and so forth and so on, people are literally connected 24/7 to the world in ways they hadn't thought about before.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what's interesting, listening to you say that, it brings up this idea that we're really not alone. We really are all connected. And so the internet is actually just one way that helps us to understand that or feel it viscerally that, oh, you know, whereas before we needed a telephone to connect us.
Right.
You know, now we can be connected in ways where really we are connected, not just because we talk to one another or because we can access similar things online, but because energetically we're connected, spiritually we're connected. And I think that that's what you're saying that happened, you know, maybe around 2003 is also the shift in understanding that we're not independent beings living independent lives.
Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is I wanted to ask you about symptoms. You know, what are the red flags? What are a couple of them that pop up, signs around us not caring for ourselves well?
I think that you want to pay attention to a couple of things. You want to pay attention to the thoughts. What are the stories that are on constant replay in your head? And those tend, you know, those the thoughts that we have tend to be the way that we end up, you know, living each day. And so if there's a lot of negativity, if there's defeat, you know, how do you wake up in the morning? That's another symptom. How do you go to bed? How do you feel physically? It's really becoming very aware of your own personal experience on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a moment-by-moment basis. You know, physically, what are your emotions? What are your thoughts? Sex drive is another one that is an indicator for, you know, a red flag that something's just not quite right. We are designed to, I believe that we are designed to be using our gifts and talents, working, being productive in the world. And, you know, when that's not flowing, we're going to become aware of that just by the way that our body's responding, our emotions are responding, our thoughts. We're meant to be connected. And so when we're feeling isolated, that's another red flag. A connection to beauty. Are you able on a regular basis to notice the things that are beautiful around you? Because I believe we are designed to notice the things that are beautiful, to look at another person and have thoughts of compassion and love. And so another sign is when we're interacting with people and we are frustrated and we're angry and we're, you know, we can't connect. There's this, the flow of love and compassion is disrupted.
Well, one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back is how you're helping people get this disruption changed. What some of the things are, where do we start with the self-care plan? When we come back, Dana is going to introduce you to a phenomenal offer she has for the first 25 listeners. And we'll tell you everything you need to know on how to catch the wave on that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
The stony ground, there's no room, no space to rent.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
In return for grace, it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day, everybody. Beautiful day here at the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, for more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. Sign up for the newsletter. If you have a question during the show, please feel free to ask your question. We have instant feedback messaging on the right-hand side, and go to Transformation Talk Radio on the right-hand side as well. Dana Frost joining us here today. This has been the week of giveaways. For those of you that didn't remember yesterday's show or couldn't listen, we had our friends from the Camino Island roasters, coffee roasters, pure certified organic, shade-grown, giving away a real pound of coffee to everyone. So you're going to want to find out more about that at our website. Today, Dana Frost is matching it in a way unprecedented. Dana, thank you for joining us here today. You have a phenomenal pay it forward gift for everyone. Tell everybody what it is.
Yeah, Pat, thank you. I am really excited to offer a pay what you can coaching session to the first 25 listeners who contact me via email. And my email is easy. It's dana@danafrost.com. And I know for me, you know, I can't always afford what I need, and I'm just really excited to offer this coaching session, pay what you can, because I think that in a coaching session, you really can laser in on an area of struggle, challenge, and, you know, get some insight into how to move forward.
So give everybody that information again so they know that they can have a 30-minute coaching session with you.
Yeah, so it's a 30 or hour-long coaching session, and it's a pay what you can.
Okay.
And so you the first 25 listeners who contact me via email, they can book a 30-minute session or an hour session, and they're going to just pay what they can. If they can't pay anything, they pay nothing. If they can pay a dollar, it's a dollar. If they can pay $25, whatever they can pay. That's the offer that I'm giving. So
beautiful, beautiful. Go send Dana an email at dana@danafrost.com. Okay, let's talk about how we get started with a well care plan. What does that mean? How do we get off the couch? How do we take action on our own behalf?
Yeah, so you know, it's well-care versus self-care because I think self-care has become overused, but we can all identify with wanting to be well. And, you know, the only way that we're going to be well is to take action for ourselves and to just figure out what it is that's going on and where do we need to take care of ourselves. So, you know, it starts easy. I mean, you need to think of turtle steps. So, you know, if getting off the couch means, you know, thinking about it one day, setting your intention one day, and then standing up the next day, well, that's a turtle step, and that's further than what you went the day before. And so, you know, I want the listeners to think about, you don't have to conquer everything in one day. How I start with my clients is, the basic foundational idea is that each person knows internally what they need to do to take care of themselves. We are so intimate with ourselves. We're equipped to understand what it is that we need. And we get disconnected from the center of who we are. And so I really believe it requires getting quiet, which can be a challenge for some people, but it means turning all the noise off and maybe going to nature if that's a possibility, but just keep it simple, get quiet. And just begin listening to your breath, begin listening to what comes up for you, what are the emotions, be getting comfortable with yourself and your own skin. and really being connected to yourself. And that, you know, in a coaching session, I would walk somebody through some breathing exercises and some meditation. But it's really just starting with, okay, I'm quiet now. What is it that I need? And it can be something very simple. And you can even take it to the point of starting with, okay, follow your joy. And, you know, what is it? What's one small thing I can do today to attach to joy?
That's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really fun place to start. Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me talk about the Velveteen Rabbit?
Uh-huh.
The story,
uh-huh.
That kid's story.
Mm-hmm. I have it on the coffee table, by the way.
Oh.
Okay. I love the Velveteen Rabbit. One of my favorites.
So you get it, right?
I do get it.
So
yeah.
What is it? What is, in your opinion, did you hear my story where I actually did not have much of a childhood? And as I approached, 40, a very, very dear friend of mine, introduced some of these things to me. Velveteen Rabbit and other things, right? Other children's
mm-hmm.
stories.
Mm-hmm.
But the Velveteen Rabbit, very interesting story. How does that story apply to modern day life?
Wow, that's a really good question. So, I would say the Velveteen Rabbit was a rabbit that was really well loved. And, the Velveteen Rabbit was, dirty and shaggy, and the ear was, rubbed off. The satin was where the velvet was rubbed off. And, life had, love the rabbit in such a way that the rabbit's life was used in essence, right?
Right.
And I think that what happens in modern life is that we think that kind of that part of life where we get dirty, we get sick, we get, life happens to us and we don't embrace it. And yet it's really we can't embrace it. It's all that stuff that happens instead of wanting to medicate it, stuff it, ignore it. Why not just see it, all of the richness and even the pain? I mean, what the Velveteen Rabbit went through, it's not that it was all wonderful, all of the things that happened to the Velveteen Rabbit, his little friend got sick and the Velveteen Rabbit had to be put away for a while. And, there were some tough things that happened in that book.
I know.
And yet, yeah. And so, but I really think all those things, if we can embrace all of that and see it as a gift and look for what I say is find the story of love in all of those things that happen in life, because there is a story of love woven into everything that's happened to any one of us.
And isn't that really the place where we have to care and love ourselves enough? We have heard this term, you have to uh-huh. love yourself first. I'm like you. When I start to work with people, I say, look it. If you can't love yourself first,
mm-hmm.
Maybe let's try like. And I'll tell you what, if that's too much, can you stop self-loathing? Because we uh-huh. do hit the bottom of that. Don't mm-hmm. you think? I mean, I've been there. I'm mm-hmm. sure that you're doing what you do because you've overcome some major obstacles.
Yeah, and I'm still overcoming stuff. I think we'll always have things that we're overcoming. And the point, I think this, you have to accept. And again, okay, I like what you said. You can't go from, it may just be stop self-loathing.
Yes.
You have to think increments, small steps. And because then you get momentum. If you can move one, if you can go from self-hatred to no more self-loathing, or if you can go from, I have a pit in my stomach today because I'm afraid to do something. Well, if you can just make one movement towards doing what you're afraid of, that you end up that energy that gets you started doing one small step is going to give you momentum to take the next step. And the next step, and before you know it, you're not self-loathing anymore. You are maybe embracing something about yourself that before you despise.
Yeah.
But it happens. I've never, there can be quantum leaps, but for most of the time, lived out in daily life, it's the small steps that keep you going. And before you know it, you know, your things are feeling better and looking better. But it's taking the time to sit down and read that book that a friend has gifted you.
I know. I always remember the conversation between the rabbit and the horse, the skin horse, right? What a mentor. And that's what you do. You actually become the mentor. You become like the skin horse to people. You know, you become that mentor to people, you know, where the rabbit is looking for that thing and the skin horse, you know, takes the rabbit through a series of conversations. Some of my favorite quotes are from this book. I mean, the conversation of when you're, how does the quote go from the skin horse? When you're real, you don't mind being hurt. And I thought, wow, I cannot get that one yet. You see what I'm saying? I think each of us has. Right. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that when you're real, right? When you're real, you don't mind being hurt, because they talk about what real is. And that's the work you do, Dana, with so many people. I want to thank you for joining me. But before we go, I wanted to know what your personal message is. And please tell everyone about this phenomenal offer. What a great way, you know, to kick this season into gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm really excited to offer the listeners a pay what you can coaching session, be it 30 minutes or 1 hour. And, you know, I think I can create a sacred space for you to spend some time taking a look at maybe creating a well care plan. You know, I think that would be something that would be, really helpful and beneficial, is to give yourself 30 minutes, an hour, and let's talk, let's chat about how can you begin to take care of yourself.
I love it. Dana Frost, everybody. And by the way, please work with her, as many of you have done. Email her at dana@danafrost.com. dana@danafrost.com. One session, it could be two 30-minute sessions or an hour session or whatever it is. For the first 25 of you that call, and what you're going to receive from this is what she said. You know, you pay what you can, and I love it. Dana, you're amazing. Thank you for joining me here today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
And you know, as the skin horse might say, once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second,
Mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.